Detroit Today on 101.9 WDET. I'm Nick Austin filling in for Stephen Henderson. And for this part of the conversation, we move back to an earlier date when, on August 17th, 2009, an assistant Wayne County prosecutor walked into a Detroit warehouse and what he saw shocked him. Over 11,341 untested rape kits, some dating back 25 years, hermetically sealed and collected but never tested. It was an unmitigated failure to the sexual assault survivors represented by those kits between 1984 through 2009. Following the discovery, the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office announced their 11,000 to zero plan, and last month they announced that all of those kits have now been tested. To help us understand more about the project and how it will impact sexual assault survivors, we're joined by Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy. Prosecutor Worthy, welcome to Detroit Today.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Can you tell us and explain to listeners what the 11,000 to zero campaign is?
Yes, just to add a little context to what you said in your introduction, you know, we have 239 convictions now. We have many, many cases that are still being investigated, and we are looking at all the cases where there are positive DNA hits. But we still have, and we've been doing that work consistently over the last decade or so, every day, trying to get this, bring these victims justice. So what's happened now is we've taken a new tack because we still have about 6,500 cases that we want to investigate, but we have to reach out and try to find the victims, but we don't want to approach them if they don't want to be approached. In other words, we want to make sure to give them a mechanism, because we don't force anybody to do anything, to contact us. So this 11,000 to zero campaign was birthed, and we have a website, and we have a call-in line called an opt-in line. We want people to know that we think their case still matters. We still care about them. We still want to bring them justice. And if they want us to look into their case, please give us a call or leave us some information online. So it has a multifaceted approach. So we have right now we have a website up. I hope you've seen the billboards and the bus placards advertising. We've had a number of people. I believe the number is 76 women have called us who want information about their cases. And so that's kind of unprecedented, because we want to make sure that we contact them, and we're in the process of having the investigators contact them and give them information about their case. So just because you call us doesn't mean you want to go forward with your case, but you just might want information about what's happening with your case. So the next phase of this is we're going to be going into southeastern Michigan, Macomb, Oakland, of course, Wayne and some other areas, and we're going into all the barbershops, the beauty shops, the nail salons, churches, and we want to try to find these victims where they are. And we know that a number of these victims will patronize places like this. We're also going to be having some advertisements in the entertainment venues in southeastern Michigan. So it's an all-out trying to find these women, find out if they want to know about their cases, because at the end of the day, we just want to make sure that we've done everything that we can to service these survivors.
Certainly, and I appreciate that context earlier, as we do want to get out the best information here, and that's why I want to ask you, for women who might be impacted by this, what recommendations would you have for them related to this project?
Well, they can call our website, which is myrapekit.com. It's confidential. No one will know that they have actually contacted us. We will contact them directly if they give us their contact information. And we have, like I said, we've had people respond to that already. But once we get the word out, and thank you for helping us do that, then we expect many more to contact us if they want to be contacted.
Certainly, certainly. Of course, the underlying issue here was very sad for us all to have that backlog of kits. And I think in order to fix a problem, you kind of have to understand the cause. Do we know what happened that allowed for that backlog to occur in the first place?
Yes, there's a number of things. But before I answer that, I want to just tell them the phone number they can call.
Certainly,
the opt-in
please.
Line is 313-224-4111. 313-224-4111. We have someone monitoring that phone during work hours, and if they call after hours and leave the information, we will contact them the next morning. So again, the website is myrapekit.com, and again, it's confidential, and we'll direct you wherever you want to go. And the phone number, if you want to call in, 313-224-4111. Yes, we have studied this for over a decade now, and there are a number of reasons why this occurred. Anywhere from changes of leadership in the Detroit Police Department, where everybody had their different issues that they wanted to deal with, from blaming the victim, rape culture. Back in the day, decades ago, we had women that were brave enough to report, and they were treated extremely poorly for the investigators that they tried to report to. So not only were they assaulted in the most intimate of ways, we were also degraded and talked about and laughed at in some cases when they came in to report, if you can imagine that. They were called names. They were, you know, completely humiliated just because they wanted to walk in and report their sexual assault. They weren't believed. And so, again, that was something that happened as well. And then people just didn't take it seriously. You know, sexual assault is a crime that generally is mainly something that affects women. It's not always women. There are children, of course, and some men. But because it is a crime, and this is our theory, that affects mainly women, it's not taken as seriously. So there are a number of issues. Rape culture, lack of training, lack of sensitivity training, lack of training in neurobiology of trauma, treating people the wrong way when they are traumatized, just because someone may come in and have a flat affect or they may, you know, be uncomfortable with nervous laughter doesn't mean that they shouldn't be believed. And so we have made it our business to train law enforcement to take steps so this can't happen. We also have a process here in Michigan where we can track rape kits because they weren't being tracked, and now rape kits are being tracked statewide. Not just a Southeastern Michigan problem, but they're being tracked statewide to make sure we don't ever have this problem again. So there are a number of things that we put into place. Detroit actually is a national leader on this issue. People look to us to see how we should do this and handle these issues. And we also have a very, very robust way that we treat our victims who have been traumatized. We have a victim notification policy. When we contact our victims, we come in and we do it very gently. We just let them know. We ask them to think about it, and we will come back if they want us to come back once they've contacted us. So, again, this is over a decade's worth of work. We have many collaborative partners. And it's also very important to mention that we have services available, too. If people want to call our opt-in line number, again, 313-224-4111, or they go to the website, they will also be given information if they need treatment, if they need mental health treatment, if they need services, Avalon Healing Services, their contact information is there as well. So we don't want this to trigger anybody, but if it does, we have social work services for them as well. So we've tried to leave no stone unturned in caring for these survivors that are still out there.
We're speaking again with Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy here on 101.9 WDET in Detroit today about the 11,000 to zero campaign. And we're going to put that information on our website also. So you can go to the website as she's listed. But if you end up at Detroit Today or WDET, we will have that website for you also. I believe
that's fantastic. Thank you.
No problem. Absolutely. This is important. And Prosecutor Worthy, I think you mentioned a little bit about how the numbers of people coming forward. How quickly are new cases being processed now when people contact you?
Well, of course, we all have our resource issues, so as quickly as possible. We do have a robust team of investigators. These cases are all cold cases, and so it's very investigation heavy. So we have a number of investigators, and we can get back to you fairly quickly because we do have a number of investigators working on this. And I should have also made clear from the very beginning, we're talking about people who had rape kits done in Detroit from 1984 through 2009. 1984 through 2009. If you had a rape kit done and you don't have any information, you want more information, you want us to go forward, if you did a sexual assault kit during those years, this is what this campaign is directed toward. It does not mean, however, that if you want information on your sexual assault and you do not fall within those years or you didn't have a rape kit done, you can still call in and we will still follow up with you.
For women who went through that process, though, and as we did mention, and we're trying to be sensitive to it, it can be pretty tough. And to now have this come up again, they say, you didn't listen to me before, and it's been so long. How do I know something's going to happen to it? I want to give you an opportunity right now. What do you say to those women who are listening?
We have tried from the very beginning, and we've got, I think just about everybody knows about this rape kit project that we've been working on. This is a new twist that we're doing now. But we want people to know that your case still matters. It doesn't matter how old or how long ago this happened. We are still interested in providing justice for you should you want it. We are still interested in providing services for you if you want it. We believe you. We wish and we apologize that you had to go through this in the first place, that someone back in the day that when you did your rape kit done years ago, no one paid attention to you. But we want you to know that in Wayne County, with when you're dealing with the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office, we care, we will go forward, and we will do everything we can to right the wrongs that you went through, whether it's just giving you information, whether it's providing you services, or whether it's investigating your case and trying to prosecute your perpetrator.
Prosecutor Worthy, before I let you go, and I have about a minute left, I was speaking with Stephen Henderson, who I believe has spoken to you recently,
yes.
And we were commenting on how last month was the 30th anniversary of the Malice Green incident.
We talked about that yesterday at length,
It's
hard to believe.
It is very hard to believe. We only have like a minute, but I did, considering the historic nature of that case, wanted to give you a moment to reflect on that and your career since.
Yeah, so that was something that happened back in he was beaten to death by the police in 1992. We did the trial from June to August of 1993 in front of George W. Crockett III, who is now deceased. May he rest in peace. We were able to be the first in the nation to prosecute police officers for killing somebody on duty, and they were convicted of murder again. And as everybody knows the story, they went to the Court of Appeals. It was reversed. It had to be tried again, and they were still convicted, but that time of manslaughter. So again, we took it very seriously back then. At that time, John O'Hare, who was my boss when I was an assistant prosecutor and did this case, took it very seriously. He wasn't concerned about the political backlash, and he faced a lot of political backlash. He allowed us to let the facts and evidence speak for themselves. We presented it to two juries, and they came back after 8 and 9 days of deliberation, respectively, with their verdict. So we're very proud of that work. We've continued to carry on that mantle in terms of police reform and prosecuting police officers who run afoul of the law. We firmly believe that most police officers are overwhelmingly good officers, but we still have a number of officers that choose to do things that are just flat out wrong, brutal, and just unforgivable. So
thank you
again.
And I appreciate your work there, and thank you for your comment and your time and reflection, Prosecutor Worthy.
Thank you.
You're listening to 101.9 WDET-FM, Detroit's NPR station, your connection to news, music, and conversation. Tune in tomorrow when we'll continue our series looking at what conservatism means in the new year.